Today, almost a month after the fall of Baghdad, many in the Arab world say they are still in a state of shock. America's military success in Iraq was widely viewed as a defeat and humiliation for the entire region. But it has also prompted some soul-searching among Arabs, as NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Damascus.
At the Rauda Cafe, customers puff on water pipes, play backgammon, and talk politics. But the mood is somber these days. Engineer Elias Zahar says since the collapse of Baghdad, he can no longer stand to read the newspaper. All it offers is bad news, he says, so he does the crossword puzzle instead. Seated nearby, an elderly playwright who wouldn't give his name says he's so angered by America's invasion of Iraq, he takes several pills a day to calm his nerves.
Listen,
leave us alone, please, he begs. We can handle our own affairs. Seated in a traditional Damascus house, an indoor fountain splashing nearby, Syrian writer Nahat Husseini sums up the feeling here.
It's like a nightmare. We have Israel who is occupying Palestine, occupying an Arab land. And now we have United States of America who is occupying Iraq. So we have two foreign powers in the region. This is a big deal for the Arabs. How can you handle the two situations?
There is relief that Saddam Hussein is gone, she says. Most Arabs recognized him for the brutal dictator he was. But there is also fear that he has been replaced by something worse, says Jordanian boutique owner Umm Saleh. She says she dreads the thought of an occupying superpower trying to reshape the region according to its interests and the interests of its ally, Israel. We Arabs feel that the U.S. is trying to fulfill Israeli goals in the region, says Umm Saleh, to make the Arab world weaker and even more backward. She points to the chaos in Iraq and the damage the war did to Arab economies. Her husband's own steel business with Iraq has gone bankrupt, she says bitterly. Imad Hassan, a 21-year-old English major at Damascus University, agrees the war on Iraq has hurt the region, but he says it has also prompted some important soul-searching among people.
Why we are always backward, why we are always killed, why we are always the losers in the wars.
The answer, says Hassan, is poor Arab leadership. For decades, Arabs have exclusively blamed outsiders for their problems, says Jordanian analyst Labib Kamhawi. But Saddam's quick defeat, he says, has forced Arabs to recognize their own failures. Kamhawi says Arabs are waking up to the fact that their own weak, unpopular regimes can't defend against outside threats and must reform.
This is now something that is fermenting within the Arab world, the failure of these regimes to deliver. And people are looking at how to address these issues.
Jordanian businessman Hazem Malha says he senses that many Arabs are energized by the potential for political reform. Unfortunately, he says, they lack institutions through which to channel their energies. Malha says he's optimistic about the future, although he admits he's in a minority. He says he welcomes U.S. efforts to pressure repressive Arab regimes. The U.S., he says, has long supported such governments. Now, he says, it has a duty to help get rid of them.
What comes out after that is change. It's a process of change, because whatever existed before was not the result of us. It was the result of the regimes. The regimes did not really help nurture any participation from the people.
Representative government, says Malhas, would invest in development, education, and science, and the Arabs, he says, could finally catch up with the rest of the world. Still, he too is wary of Washington's intentions in the region. Arab mistrust of and anger toward the U.S. government is at an all-time high. Many fear it may translate into more religious extremism and terrorist attacks. Malhas's wife, Maha Damash, says there is only one way the U.S. can appease Arab rage.
By working on the Palestinian state. I mean, we could forget about everything if we can get back on track on the peace process.
Many here believe the Arab world is at a crossroads. Syrian writer Nahar Husseini says if the regional situation is to improve, Arab leaders must respond to their people's demands for reform. But even more importantly, she says, the United States must finally pursue what she terms a fair and balanced policy in the region. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.